Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 4 o'clock. You missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. Hockey Elite, I'm coming to you very quickly, I promise. Red Wings have been the centerpiece. Disgraceful, another loss. And then even worse, Lalonde's comments. But can I just, for a moment, I want to mix something in. Donovan Klingon declaring for the NBA draft. There's now a movement of, who could he be the number one pick? All right, A, this is not ripping Donovan Klingon. A very good player. You know, you don't average 20 and 11 by accident. Hey, certainly a better basketball player than Edie. But the point is, if I represent Klingon, I'm telling him to go pro. This is the worst NBA draft in a quarter of a century. The last draft that looked this god-awful was the Keon Dueling draft, 2000. So, naturally...
Think he can stumble into a top 10 pick?
Try number one overall. So, ready? Klingon, we're going to play a game, Klingon or. And you have a right to change your opinion, and I know you'll talk to your international people, but think about this now. This is the year the Pistons have the number one pick. WTF do you do? Ready? Klingon or Nikola Topic, point guard. Can't do that.
You don't need that.
Okay. Donovan Klingon or Rob Dillingham, who's tiny, might weigh 170 pounds. Kentucky, point guard. Okay.
Don't need another point guard.
All right. Donovan Klingon or Alexandre Sarr, kid out of France who's 7'1", 220.
No. Because when you're biggest, when I played with Wimby, that's your biggest claim to fame.
And he's a center. Can't put him there with Duren. No. Okay. Klingon or Reed Sheppard?
Klingon.
Okay. Klingon or Castle, the other kid from UConn, combo guard. Can't take him.
You don't need one.
Okay. So now we've arrived back at this. You also can't take Klingon. 7'2", 260. The Pistons are gold-plated effed. There's no one to take. Or the one kid you could take, maybe, who fits. Naturally, the kid's barely 19 years old. He's Zachary Risacher, whatever. He's French. It'll take 3 years. There's your number one pick. All the losing, all the heartache.
So you draft him and ship him down to the G League.
What are you going to do? Play him 12 minutes a night, and he'll be your Danny Avita. He'll be your... It's so... Rico, I've never in my life been here with a team like this that there is no out. The Wings have an out.
What about a guy like Dalton Connect?
What about you go to hell?
I'm just saying, if you gotta pick somebody.
If I have the fifth overall pick, I'll start to consider it. If you're selling me that as the number one overall pick, we're not friends anymore.
I'm just saying, at this point, you have no option at number one, so you might as well get somebody who can help you next year.
We have no option anywhere. We're screwed. Thank you for that. All right, David, let's get to the people. I can reset everything, but I want to play Derek Lalonde's comment. Now, it's a blessing and a curse because, well, these are piling up. Play the comment from last night after another loss. A loss that took their play with a win, they would have had a 50-50 shot of getting in. With a overtime loss, it dropped to 15%. Oh, but wait, Johnny Blue Skies is here to save the day. What?
It's not over, according to him.
Okay, same guy who said, well, nobody expected much from us. Nobody predicted us to be here when they were in the middle of a 7-game losing streak. Then the other night, he comes out with the, hey, we may not even be in this position next year. You know, New Jersey could have 100 points. Mm-hmm. The East is tough. Now this? You know, at what point do you just say, you know what? I'm angry.
Not even saying, you know what? Here's the thing. This is disappointing. We're trying to make the playoffs, and we can't give up 6 goals in one night.
There you go. That's kind of what you think a real NHL coach would say. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're at with the Wings. I'd like to get with the people.
Because, hey, you got a point, yeah, but we gave up 6 goals. So we shouldn't have to come back. If we really want to make the playoffs, we should be winning these games.
Let's go to Rich, 97.1. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
hey.
Rich. How are you?
Well, first off, you guys are on fire today. I really appreciate it. Love what you're saying. I agree 100%. Newsy annoys the heck out of me. These comments, they disgust me, to be honest with you. His system... He's had the same system for 2 years. It's basically just dump it up the boards. You know, he was brought in as a defensive coach. If you look back the last year, we were getting smoked defensively. And I don't put it all on the goaltending. I really don't. I believe our defensive system, which he was brought in for, and the players like Kopp, Comfort, those type of guys were supposed to be defensive forwards, you know, they're not working. So I agree 100%. I also believe that Yzerman does need to not only fire him, but he also needs to make a big move. We need a top-line center and get rid of some of these draft picks or some of these prospects.
That's what I got to say. Rich, that's where I'm at because only 2 of his players are playing. Who's in the pipeline that I am just jonesing to not only play, but is going to play the 16, 17, 18, 20 minutes of ice time a night? Is it Casper? Is it Berggren? Let's say we add a couple of guys. Are we going to be better? Are you meaning to tell me, not you personally, I'm saying, do you mean to tell me I'm supposed to accept now year 6 growing pains for young players and we take a step back? That's the problem I have in all of this. When you just sell hope and sell the future, you get very lost. There has to be actual progress. This is one of the most, Rico, I don't know another playoff chase that's ever looked like this, but it would be the most unsatisfying we made it, maybe in history. I don't think they're going to make it. They only have a 15% chance of doing it. Kenny, hold on, he's chomping, he's salivating. It's drool coming down his face.
It's why they need to add this offseason. It looks a lot like the Tigers, where they have all these young players that they should have cushioned their growth so that they're allowed to grow and develop. Like if you bring up Casper, for example, he'd be allowed to grow if you actually signed a couple of big name free agents. He's not the only source of offense, the same way that Green or Torque aren't the only source of offense if you signed a major league bat. This is what the Red Wings need to do in that same philosophy. Is this offseason needs to be a big one so that Casper and the likes can get called up without it just being on them.
You know, I do wonder, is like, Kenny, what if this summer isn't that?
then I'm furious. And all of Detroit should be furious because we got this close to a play. Whether we make it or not this year is irrelevant. This offseason needs to be one that we remember and can point to and say that was the turning point. That's when this team became not just a back into the first round team, but a team that can make it to the second and third.
You know what kills me? Like anything you look up about Marco Casper, and certainly I don't take any of it as gospel. It's just funny. It all says the same thing. Major questions about how much he will produce offensively in the league. And you're like, kill me. Like what? So hold on. So people want to blurt out all these great players we have. And the first thing, I mean, it's like if Max Clark's power never develops and he's just going to be a 15 home run hitter, your value, your wings are largely clipped in my world. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Don 97.1. Don, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, so much to unpack here. Thanks for taking my call. By the way, the 1-6 and like five figures or whatever it was. Mike, is that your tax bill? I think that should have been your tax bill on
okay. Thank you.
Coming up. But anyway, I think there's so much to unpack here with the wings. I think Lalonde is frustrated. Obviously, he's hand clipped by Iserman. He didn't make any moves, right? He did sort of like the Tigers. They made no moves. And then it all bubbles up to one person, right? It bubbles up to the ownership. And I think we're not taking a hard enough look at ownership and Chris Illich. And he's frugal. I'm going to put it mildly. He's not like his father. And, you know, he's entitled. And he did not come from wealth. I mean, like, we can look at the Pistons and, you know, at least, you know, Goris made his self-made. Illich is not. I mean, his family is, which is great. But you know what? I mean, they don't have it. They don't have the players. They don't have the infrastructure. And I think Lalonde is like looking at it like, and he's right. Like, we might not be here next year. You know why? Because Kane's not going to be here next year. He's a great example. Like, no one's going to – who's going to want to come here? Kane's going to leave. No one's going to want to come here because it's not a winning organization. They're not built for success. It's like the Tigers, not built for success. Long run. And it all has to do with ownership.
See, this is the tough part for me because you're told on one hand, Don, he's building it for success. Mm-hmm. And then on the other, you look at it and you go, they're the third oldest team. There's not a lot of young guys playing. They don't have anybody in the top 50 in the league in scoring. The defensive core is mediocre at best, I'd say subpar. And you have no goaltender. Oh, just wait a couple years. Kosa or Augustine will be here.
But that's why, as simplistic as it sounds, Mike and Don, that's why Lalonde is saying, hey, we're not out of it. Because if they can just stumble and trip and fall their way into the final spot of the playoffs, it can be, see, we made progress. Now let's go on and let's see what we'll do next year. But this year, we made it.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, Lalonde is just, you know, he's protecting himself, but he knows deep down, like, no one's doing anything to help him. The team isn't doing anything to help him. They don't have that. They are old. None of Stevie Y's, you know, the vaunted Stevie Y plan is not working. So, and ownership isn't working. So we all come down on Goris. Let's come down on, you know, the Tigers and the Red Wings are in the same muddled area. So we need to make a change.
Yeah, you know, Don, the only thing I would say, the Goris thing, I mean, he's had 15 years of driving the Pistons to mid-alert. Steve's had five. Look, we're critical of Iserman. I mean, pressure's a privilege. Like, if you're not being talked about, you're Troy Weaver. We all want the same thing. I think the thing that's really disturbing is, look, man, like, Kenny, I was just pulling this up because I was really interested to kind of go down the rabbit hole. And I don't claim to know these players. I think if you know a lot of hockey prospects, you're the 0.01%. But, like, Casper's your best forward prospect. And he's barely inside the top 40 on the latest Athletic piece about the top 100 drafted NHL prospects. Kenny, if he struggles to be a big-time scorer, what else is in the pipeline?
Yeah, he's if he turns out to be a failure, that's a major flop by Steve Yzerman.
Okay, so the other guys, like, we know Evanson, and he'll be here hopefully full-time next year. I don't think this Palika guy will because he's even younger than Casper.
Palika, yeah.
Whatever. The point is, Kenny, where's the rest?
And that's kind of where it becomes a Steve Yzerman problem, right? That's where he becomes not exactly, you know, that's why he's not infallible. is because his strength was supposed to be drafting as well. I mean, we all talk about Mo Sider being drafted way earlier than anybody thought he should have been, and he's turning out to be a nice player. That was awesome. We need more. We need more than just Sider. We need more than just Raymond.
Yeah, I'll just wait for the Danielson era to begin. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls next. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get to a little football today later in the hour. Got to get to Who Said It, too. But the Red Wings stuff has been hot. We'll roll with it. People want to talk about it. Let's just go straight to the people. You guys good with that? We'll catch up on Ticket Text later.
Let's go.
All right. Let's go to Tom. He's been patient. Hold on. I got to make sure I hit the right button. I've been off my game today. Tommy, there we are. Welcome. What's going on, pal?
Hello there.
Hello. What's up?
Good deal. Good deal. I listen to you guys most of the time, and I enjoy everything you say, but I wanted to put my perspective on one thing.
Sure.
When they had Lalonde's statement about, well, we might not be there next year, seemed to me that that clip was introed by another expert that had just happened to say that, you know, it usually takes 92 to 93, 95 points to get into the playoffs, and this year we have a irregular low threshold, and that because the Wings are trying to get a point at a time, trying to get up to 85 or 6. I don't even know where the exact number is. But it's extremely low, and it's very unusual. And then I think Lalonde was referring to the fact that that unusual situation probably won't happen next year. And he was not referring to the quality of his team, the quality of his players, the quality of the effort. I just happen to think he was referring to that weird situation, that's all. But I do think that they are somebody got to light a fire under them or something.
Yeah, and look, you know, Tom, if we just let me put it to you this way. If we look at the aggregate of the big three Lalonde statements we have in the last month, it's the overall picture he's painting, where he continues to talk, like, for instance, when they were in the midst of the seven-game losing streak, well, you know, if you told me at the beginning of the year we'd be X amount out, it's like, no, you were 9 points up on the cut line and you are in a free fall. I don't want to hear that right now. Or last night saying, well, you know, I don't address the team, but I was so proud. Proud of what? Giving up half a dozen goals and losing again and having your playoff odds reduced to 15%? Tom, there's just an element of pie in the sky with this guy, no?
Yeah, and I kind of think he understands that he's walking up the stairs to the guillotine, but everybody else heard that one comment, and they're all getting ready to sharpen their pitchforks and light their torches, run the guy out of town. But that's all I got. You guys keep it up, and appreciate you taking my time.
Of course. Yeah. No, and Tom, that's fine, and believe me, if one of the comments doesn't send you to the moon, I'm not mad.
I'm angry that it's the continual message that makes me question, is this really the guy we want here? Because the message is accurate if you're coaching an incredibly young team. You want to show compassion and some forgiveness. You don't want to just beat these guys down. This is the third oldest team in the league.
But see, I think even if you have a young team, you're this close to the playoffs and you're in the hunt and you lose a game like that where you give up six goals, yeah, somebody coming in saying, well, coach, you know, you got a point. I don't care. We should have got two. We should have won this game. We never should have given up six goals. We should have played better. It's what you want to hear. You don't want to hear all is well. Don't worry about it. We'll get another chance on Saturday. And you know, we're still alive. That to me tells me it sounds as if you don't even believe in this team. We're here and we'll just ride this thing until the wheels come off. And once they come off, hey, you know what? It was fun, right?
Let's go to Matthew 97.1. Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about how, you know, I don't know if Lone thinks he's coaching the Arizona Coyotes or some other poverty team, but I don't want him here. I don't want to hear him talking about all these expectations at the beginning of the year and, oh, it's okay, we're going to be like 1 point out of the playoffs or we made it this far. Because every time that I go to Little Caesars Arena with my season tickets and I see all this, we're the best franchise in United States sports history. We have 11 Stanley Cups. We're Hockey Town. We're Hockey Town. We're Hockey Town. If you call yourself Hockey Town, you're not okay with just missing the playoffs or being close when you haven't made it in almost a decade.
Right.
It's time to make the playoffs. It's time to start training for some big-time stars. It's time to get a real goalie because Alex Lyon proved that he's been a backup his entire career last night when he couldn't stop a beach ball. And, you know, it's just time to start winning some meaningful games and make the playoffs. It's ridiculous.
I'm with you. See, but see, Matthew, you have a pride in this, and you're invested in this. See, I don't think that exists at the ownership level. I don't think there's some deep pride. I don't think he's – I'm sorry if I just don't imagine Chris leaping out of his Barca lounger last night when Raymond scored. I think that it will always come back to that. And maybe it's because I grew up in the late 80s and early 90s with George Steinbrenner doing Steinbrenner things.
Right.
No. You don't have to be that kind of owner.
The Billy Martin style.
Right. There's just, but there does have to be a level of care. And I'm sorry, until I see it, I don't have to believe it exists. And it's a bummer. No. But Steve and Scott Harris seemingly are just allowed to have as much time as they want. And yeah. It's the real shame. Steve at least has the excuse, it's a harder sport to me to rebuild. It's also a harder conference. The Tigers have zero excuse because the AL Central is the worst division God has ever created. It is so awful.
But as you said, for Steve, pretty much everybody makes the playoffs. So,
all right. You can give yourself the bell.
Okay.
It's great work by you. Nothing to add. Fred, 97.1. Freddie, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
So, just how quickly... Are we going to be able to sit here and say that, you know, oh yeah, you know, Yzerman's doing whatever. I mean, I'm at the point where I don't want to say I'm turning on him, but Joe Dumars was a legend with the Pistons. He was partially responsible for them winning a championship. And then he eventually, the way that his tenure ended,
people ran out of town, kind of run out.
At what point, and I'm not a Detroit native. I didn't grow up here, but I completely understand Steve's, you know, legacy. But at what point are we going to be able to separate the legacy of Steve Yzerman, the player and the captain,
according to Rico, never.
To some will never because, be able to separate it.
Because I mean, to me, it's kind of a. The way I'm viewing it is that, you know, you inherited a terrible coach. You hired a slightly better coach in Uncle Fester. And I mean, but saying that, you know, Lalonde is better than Blashill is like saying Brady Hoke is better than Rich Rodriguez. At the end of the day, it's still kind of a moot point because you still suck.
Well, here's the other problem. So, Fred, think about this. All right. You made a minor upgrade in coaching. Are you really that much more talented this year than you were last year? Remember we were sold how the difference was going to be that you were going to, here, 2004 hockey term, roll four lines, how you had depth, how you would get a community effort that would get you the scoring you needed in the absence of stars? Where's that? Like, you're not a talented team.
I mean, as for the cops and the confers and everyone wanting to, you know, to chase them out of town, to me, I mean, Confer was key in the Avalanche winning a championship. The year right before we got Kopp, we were trying to get him at the deadline. Instead, he was traded from Winnipeg to New York. And the thing is he was putting up numbers he has never put up before during that little time in New York. And we were like, oh, well, if he comes and hangs out with his best buddy, Larks, you know, he'll be able to maybe get that magic again. It hasn't worked. Now, keep in mind, defensively speaking, I have no gripes because they are willing to get their hands dirty at times, not in terms of fighting, but in terms of just the grinding it out on the defense. But you can't win a championship with four grind lines. I'm sorry. You still got to have that firepower. And Alex DeBrincat alone, we've seen – inconsistent.
No, forget inconsistent. Like inconsistent suggests he's been alive the last 20 games. I mean, Fred, and listen, Fred, I'm not trying to cut you off. David is flipping me off. We're way over time. It's the moves haven't worked. Like, it's okay to say it. It hasn't worked.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, David. Catch me up with some ticket techs. We'll knock down the calls, and we'll get a little football today. We could turn our attention, because we've spent several hours now on the Wings. J.J. McMystery. I got a question for Rico about J.J. McCarthy. News came out today, and I want to know if I've been lied to. We'll talk about it. David, ticket techs, what do you got?
We were talking about signing free agents and what the summer should be like, and they have a message for you, Kenny. They can't afford it, Kenny. Are you aware of the salary cap?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just disagree with you entirely. The salary cap is going up, and they have plenty of space. I don't want to hear about it. Plus, guys like Kopp and Perron are coming off the books, so miss me with that.
When are people in Detroit just going to drop the "we can't afford it" thing? Don't the Wings have some of the most cap space in the league? Didn't they just have $10 million at the deadline that no one else had? Okay, I'll let it go.
That statement from Lalonde is enough to be fired alone, regardless of their current record or potential. He should be canned. That is from Al in Dearborn. Jason in Heartland says, last night was the worst thing that could have happened. Didn't win and have a good chance. Didn't lose to finally bury this season and Lalonde. Didn't Husso get injured months ago, so why wasn't a goalie acquired at the deadline? Trust in Lyon to play every night killed this team's playoff chances.
I got to step in here now, because acquiring a goalie is the equivalent of acquiring starting pitching at the MLB deadline. It's very expensive. Also, who was the goalie I was supposed to, you know, open the vault for to go and get? Everybody wanted one. You know what didn't happen? No goalie moved. Yeah. I'll defend them there, Rico.
It could be risky if you get one because now. Yeah.
How about the idea you went into the season with three mediocre options?
You know what, Mike? You've earned it.
Oops.
Yzerman is the biggest problem. Being stubborn at the deadline and not firing the coach yet. That is from Glenn.
Look, this summer will be the one. I mean, otherwise, I don't know what we're doing here. No, I don't believe, you know, Kenny brought up Sam Reinhardt. Like, I don't believe they're going to be able to sign a 28-year-old guy in today's marketplace, because you know what Reinhardt's going to get? A 10-year deal. He's going to get a 10-year deal for $10 million a year. It's going to be a $100 million deal. And I am yet to see both Chris or Steve willing to do such a thing. Now, for those of you going, well, I don't want to do it, that's a terrible idea, then fine. Then just continue to not have a top 50 player. Continue to just not have anybody who can tally more than 60 points in a season. I don't know what to say.
But you got seven people with more than 10 goals. Okay.
There's the door. let's go to Drew, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
All right. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
All right, let's go. All right, so first issue is any type of coach in a professional sports setting, I don't care who he is, what city you're in, where you're at, the comments that Derek Lalonde makes should be enough grounds for firing anyway. You don't want a limp. All right, you don't want a limp guy running your team. Okay, I almost slipped up.
Yeah, we know.
You cleaned it up.
All right, secondly, this team that Iserman gave to Lalonde, I don't view Iserman as a micromanager type of guy. I think he's the kind of guy who hands his coach a team like he did with Goop in Tampa. I think he has given – if you go through that roster, you look at the playoff experience on this roster right now, you have Patrick Kane with 3 Stanley Cups. You got
Compher.
You got Compher. You got Perron. You got Fabry. Okay, so we got guys who have won Stanley Cups. And then you go through and you look at Sherratt, Hopp, among the other guys that I just mentioned, with playoff experience. This is a roster that is more than capable of making the playoffs, and it's absolutely a failure if we don't make the playoffs, regardless of whether it's 1 point like the guys at the other station like to talk about. Oh, we're only 1 point out. What's the difference of 1 point? Listen, this is Detroit. This isn't Dallas. This isn't Florida. This isn't Nashville. This is Detroit. This is Detroit Red Wings. This is Hockey Town. If we want to call ourselves that, then we expect better.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, with you. So let's go through the up and comers. Okay, Marco Casper is going to be a solid middle six guy. That's his ceiling. That's it. He's not going to be any more than that. Now we have a kid over in Russia right now. Is Dmitry Bechelnikov, who potentially could be, fingers crossed, a shadow of Nikita Kucherov potentially. So there is some things in the pipeline that are promising. I think Steve has had his back up against the wall with some of the contracts that he had. So Steve gets a pass for me. I'm not going to get on him too hard. I'm not a Steve bot by any means.
I'm not mad if you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. All I want to do is take Steve down off the cross and let's just treat him. He puts his pants on the same way we do. And we can just say that obviously, barring this miracle in the last couple games, if they miss the playoffs with one of the grandest collapses in Red Wing history, it's okay to say this isn't going the way it was supposed to go. And you move on from there. This is terrible. I've just read some terrible, terrible news that will impact Kenny Cott. Have you seen Tennessee legislatures have passed a bill banning marriage between first cousins? It's a good thing Kenny's left. That's just.
You don't want to know why he had to leave.
I'm not going to acknowledge anything that just happened.
The proposal sailed through and was ratified.
Why do we even need to discuss this?
I just.
Not Kenny. I'm talking about your not marrying your first. Like, why?
And he's a hillbilly.
I'm just saying, like, but we really need a law for this?
Isn't that something?
That's what I mean.
Like, in 2024. Right.
We needed a law to state you can't do this.
Mm-hmm. Good old Rocky Top.
All right. This is America.
Way to all catch right. up to the 21st century, Tennessee. Thank you very much for joining us. And Kenny left for a different reason. Got it. Yeah, okay. Unbelievable. All right. David, any other ticket texts of note? Or are we good?
We're good.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. What? You okay?
No. Why do we need this to be a law?
They have to make sure that you know you can't do this.
There's just certain things in life you should just know. No. Just hard no. No. Apparently, this wasn't one.
All right. Listen, we got certain people in this building who don't view showers as a mandatory thing. So, yeah. I mean, you have to give people guardrails.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.